Jesus, we come to you once again this afternoon with a thankful heart.
Agora, Jesus Cristo, por essa manjoada, eu vou apresentar todos eles.
And you've made us another privilege to come together in your name.
Agora, para cada lado, a mesa, a mesa, a mesa.
And we know that by your promise, you're in the midst.
Mas o Senhor foi dar uma lado, o Senhor vai me
ajudar. Yes, because you said for as much as two or three gathered
in my name. Vamos lá, 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 vamos lá,
pray that you will just come and bless us all in that special way.
Como é bom, nós viemos com a fé, com a carita, com a carita, com a carita, com a carita, com a carita.
Anoint us to minister the word of God.
O lugar é o lugar todo, vai lá.
And anoint the people to hear.
O máximo caro de hoje, a minha.
We ask it in the precious name of Jesus Christ.
Graças a Deus, a ele, o Cristo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Alright. We're reading in the Word. If you'd like to remain standing until we read the Word. This will be a sister message to last night's message. We won't continue on the same line of thought.
If not, you have to be the same way, but we have to go.
But taking a different part
out of it. Amen.
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 I'd like to thank our brethren, minister brethren, for coming to be with us tonight. I would like to thank each one that we met a couple of years ago. And he began to get a hold of the Word of God. And it thrilled his heart. And then in this tonight, we thank him for coming. So we're going back to 1 John tonight. The first chapter. And I want to speak on the blood and the life travels together. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The life of the Word of God and the blood of Jesus Christ travels together.
Hallelujah.
John began to bundle it together.
these things we write unto you that your joy may be full.
Verse 4 of the book, the book is the way by it.
This then is the message which we've heard of him, which, and declare unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all.
Verse 5 of the book. Ndipo ndiye uthenga tawuba kwa iye. Ndipo tulalikira kwa inu kuti Mulungu ndikudika. Ndipo kwa iye mose mulibe mdima.
And we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth.
Verse 16. Tikati kuti tiyanjana ndiye. Ndipo tiyenda mdima tinama.
But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with the other, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin.
Koma ngati tienda kunika, monga ye ali kunika, tienda na wina zinzate, ndipo mazi wa Yesu, mwana wake, kutisambisa, kutichotsera kuti wonse.
Amen. Can I just say it?
Yes, we're going to pass.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
As we look at this scripture tonight, in the light of what our thought is, that the light and the blood travels together. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
As we walk in the light of the Word, the Bible says the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us.
Yes, we're not going to get
in there at Calvary.
Yeah, a verso Cristo arabeca di popa andata.
Hallelujah. But as we live here in this world,
como amenete de cubia mawamungu,
with sins and did things contrary to the will of God.
Tinachi kwa kwa kabea mawamungu.
So that's why Peter says, repent of those sins.
Yeah,
so important to walk in the light of the Word.
Yeah, God, kuona zipembezo zinatoka meza.
Well, when God revealed more,
Baba, that's what we want. I'm feeling that we're doing something wrong here.
chapter?
Chapter 5, 1 and 23.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Well, is it?
Amen. Amen. Now, the Word of God says here, I'm going to start reading with verse 14. It says, "For the love of God constrains us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then all were dead."
Verse 14. Babuich Bolijak, yet Jack Christu, Sidikagamiza, Obeda, Tawusiva, Jote, Uti, Mosi, Adapera, Mose, Ipera, Mose, Adapa.
And he that died for all, and he that died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him that died for them and rose again.
Verse 15, kuti ndipo adabvera ose kuti iwo akhala ndi moyo asakhalenso ndi moyo kwa iwo okha koma kwa iye amene adawavera iwo nauka.
It says, "Wherefore henceforth will no more know no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more." That is after the flesh.
Kodewa kuti ife tidzidziwanso munthu tsopano monga mwathupi. Ndipo ngati tazindikira Khristu monga mwathupi, koma tsopano sitimuzindikiranso motero.
Amen.
Amen.
Now notice the next verse.
Tsoneso verse kotanda.
It says here, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ," and I want you to watch this, "if any man be in Christ," notice, this is very important, "he is a new creature."
Amen.
Yeah,
he said, "All things pass away."
Amen.
You're a new creature.
Amen.
dijawaba dulu.
He brought many wonderful truths.
Wabereza wachuona nani?
Amen.
Amen.
And the sun broke through at evening time.
Lord, kunabela ntabula mina.
And the people rejoiced in the sunlight for a season.
Wabereza anzo namba kusanga kana kuchepa.
And he said, there's a new day coming. Chapter of 2 Peter.
First
chapter of 2 Peter.
Chapter number. quiere que parlo, bucla close.
I'm going to read 13 and 14 verses of Colossians 1.
Chapter 1, verse 13 and 14.
I think we'll stop at 12.
Decía about verse 12.
It says, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance in the saints. Watch the next verse carefully. He said, who has delivered us from the power of God? Come on, sin.
Because
sin can't dwell in the light. Yeah.
lives.
So what must we do to have fellowship with the Lord? We walk in the light of His revealed word for the day we're living in. You did.